That's Jericho, by the way, who's very much alive, with Quebquez and Dixon. We also checked out music by Techo and Raspi with Buya, and Ari Star with brand new music on Namibia's Heart and Soul. All on your playlist. Remember early on, I did tell you that Nabobsa Chient, the NSK, writing solo today, is actually a movie star, Jela. Because I'm movie. Jela, but I'm a swag check, Jela, okay? But on a serious note, one of my other ventures is also being an actor. And a movie that we shot some time ago, is going to screen today with myself as the lead, as well as Odile Gerte as the lead with this movie. And tell us all about that. Not myself, but is the director of the movie itself, the director and the writer of the flick, all right? Abuti Leon Mubiana. Leon.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Morning, NSK. How's it, man?
It's a beautiful morning. We are happiness all around. Happiness because, you know, in Namibia, when it comes to things of this nature, it takes a bit of time to come out. When it eventually is ready, you celebrate, Boot.
Exactly. Yeah, that's how it should be.
So let's talk about this short film that's going to be screened today in the midst of the film week of the Namibia Film Commission, Snare.
Yeah.
When did you write it? What was the idea behind Snare?
Oh, we're going that deep. it's actually a long time coming story because I first came up with a concept while I was in college. That was around, I think, 2017.
Wow.
There's actually a shorter version of the story, which is called Sold Out. Mm. That I did as a project for school. And then fast forward, I came to back to Namibia, and then I pitched it to the Film Commission. And that's pretty much how it was. This current film, that's how it was birthed. Mm. So I kept the concept. It's just that the other elements of the stories, that's what changed.
Is this your first time big picture adventure?
No, this is probably like my seventh short film now.
Mm.
I'm working my way towards a feature, so I want to be as experienced as I possibly can before I actually get there, and as well, I also want to get as much criticism from the industry people and also the fans as well. People that love watching films, so that I can help, I can allow myself to grow. And once I do touch on a feature film, I'm much more experienced and I know what people want to see, I know what people are looking out for, and how I can take a concept idea and actually expand on it in a way that, like, it's entertaining for the general public.
Of course, yeah. I mean, Leon, if it's one thing that we know is that, not just that we know, but just like myself, all right? I've been hell bent on celebrating the fact that this is going to be screened. Okay, the whole week I've been ranting and raving about it. My personal circles, my business circles, my entertainment circles. What is it that people should come with? Should they come with an open mind? Should they come with an expectation tonight when they come to Otto Thuringerhoff?
I think people should just come with I feel like they should come with an open mind, first of all, because it does dive into a very deep topic. Even though it's fictional, it still touches on very graphic topics. So it does have an R-rated. It is an R-rated film, so it's restricted to about 16 years old.
Mm.
Not for nudity and all that stuff, but more for some of the violence that actually happens in it. So I would love for people to be open-minded to what goes on into the story, and also just to understand, like, you know, as filmmakers, we go through a lot of challenges to actually come up with this concept. To come up with the film, the final product. So I personally don't mind the critique. I love it because it's what pushes me to better myself. So I would want people to come and like think about what they've watched, what they don't understand, they can ask questions on, and what they like. For instance, just their hopes and because I would love to expand on this story. Mm. Like, ask about the characters, you know, look at how intriguing these characters' journeys are. Mm. Because there's multiple characters in the film when you go watch it, and each character has their own individual motivation for why they do what they do. Mm. So if you can grasp on that, you can actually ask questions on that and try to figure out, or when it's the question portion of the section.
All right.
Then you can, yeah.
Thank you so much, Leon. We appreciate you. We'll see you tonight. It's a snare, yeah, that will screen tonight, featuring the NSK, Gino Chapini, as well as Odile Gerte. Leon, you are appreciated, my guy. I mean, as a man that's in the industry myself, I know for a fact, spending those hours, eh?
Yeah, I know, man. Those nights, like, when those it's nights, like, call time is like 5 in the evening.
Five in the
you have
evening,
to go
to,
like, yeah. You have to do 12-hour shift.
But thank you so much, Leon. We appreciate you, and we'll see you tonight.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you as well, man.
All right, cheers.
Peace.
The problem with running a successful business.
Hello there.
Is everyone.